This is 90.9 WBUR. Massachusetts made shopping history last week in the world of healthcare. The change rolled in without fanfare, but it takes the state into uncharted territory. WBUR's Martha Biebinger explores it from the comfort of her living room.
I'm settled into a comfy armchair, one of my favorite spots to shop online. I've got my laptop open, and I'm ready to search for a bone density test. Boston, Massachusetts. I'll put that in for the location and hit the search button. So it tells me the price ranges from $190, that's at Harvard Vanguard, to $445, that's at Brigham and Women's Hospital. This is a seismic moment. Until a week ago, it was nearly impossible to compare the price and quality of anything in healthcare. 10 years ago, I tried filing Freedom of Information Act requests to get this information. Nothing. Occasionally, sources would leak me spreadsheets from one hospital or another. Then, 2 years ago, Massachusetts passed a law that pushed health insurers and hospitals to start making this once carefully guarded information public. And now, I can look at prices all over the state for hundreds of tests and procedures. As of October 1st, insurers are required to give me this information. It's the beginning of an era when healthcare will have a price tag, pretty much like everything else we buy.
This is a very big deal. Let the light shine in on healthcare prices.
Barbara Anthony, Undersecretary for Consumer Affairs, says it's a big deal because for the first time, patients can fairly easily see how much a test or procedure will cost in advance. And they'll notice, as with my search for a bone density test, that some doctors and hospitals are a lot more expensive than others. Anthony says some of these more expensive hospitals are already reacting.
I don't want to be the highest priced provider on your website. You know, I thought I was lower than my competitors. That's what we want to see.
Because, says Anthony, we need to understand why one hospital charges 3, 4, or 5 times more than its competitors, and see if exposing these differences will generate some competition to lower prices.
I'm just talking about sensible, rational pricing, which healthcare prices are anything but.
Take, for example, the cost of an upper back MRI.
The range here is $614 to $1,800, so 3 times. That, to me, is a very big range.
Sue Amsel oversees Harvard Pilgrim's healthcare shopping tool called Now I Know. In this case, the most expensive MRI is at Children's Hospital, and the lowest cost option is at New England Baptist, with no apparent difference in quality. The total cost for most surgeries is not yet available, but Amsel says you can search for hundreds of tests, procedures, and to see how much a visit to your doctor will cost.
It's not just for choosing. It's primarily for getting you the information about whatever you're having done, how much that's going to cost, so you can plan for it.
Now, most of us don't have to plan for anything except our copay. But more and more people have high deductible plans, where patients pay the full cost of an office visit or test up to the amount of their deductible. To use these tools, you'll log in on your insurer's website. If you have a high deductible, the online calculator shows how much you've spent so far this year, explains Bill Gerlach, as he demonstrates the tool he helped develop at Blue Cross Blue Shield.
So in this particular example, you have an individual deductible at $275, family deductible at $850.
That's lots of numbers, especially if you aren't used to shopping for healthcare or paying much attention to how much you've spent. The state and most of the insurers are rolling out education campaigns to help us wrestle with the previously hidden world of healthcare prices. And that's becoming crucial, says Gerlach.
As more and more members are faced with greater and greater cost share, this sort of information is really important.
Back in my living room, as I window shop for some common tests, I get kicked out of the Blue Cross tool a few times. And after reviewing 3 insurers' price tools, I have a few other tips. Prices vary from one insurer to the next, and you have to read the fine print on these sites to know what is and is not included in the price you'll see online. These are kinks to work out, as Massachusetts becomes the first state to require that insurers put price tags on healthcare. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
And here's a challenge for those of you who want to try comparison shopping for healthcare. Go online to your insurer's price tool, look for the test or procedure with the biggest range from the least to most expensive, and tell us what you find at our Common Health blog at wbur.org.